Alex Musa, Assistant Trade Commissioner for the Italian Trade Commission in Atlanta.
All right, now, the Italian Trade Commission, is that a part of the Italian government?
Yes, it is an agency of the Italian government.
And you are here representing them, but the ag sector, the ag equipment sector, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Our purpose here is to create more awareness for Italian farm equipment in the United States.
Now, what little I have learned so far, Alex, is that the Italian ag equipment sales sector is pretty healthy. In fact, your sales are close to U.S. Levels?
Well, this year they have not been as strong as in prior years, but then everybody's sales this year have been a little bit off due to the recession. We expect sales to rebound very well in 2011. The U.S. market is very important. In fact, it's the next largest market for Italian farm equipment next to the European market. We are the fourth largest trading partner as far as a supplier for farm equipment to the United States. And this year, I believe that for the first 10 months of the year, we exported something like $325 million worth of farm equipment to the United States.
Okay. And looking ahead to 2011, what do you expect?
Well, certainly I expect sales to improve in the large equipment, large tractors, harvesters, and so forth. But I also expect the market to be pretty strong for niche equipment, particularly equipment that is used in specialty crops, like in orchards for fruits and vegetables.
Okay. And you have 15 manufacturers here representing Italy.
Yes, that is correct. And we have a range of companies that are both in a component and manufacturers of components, as well as whole goods manufacturers or equipment manufacturers that manufacture a whole line of farm equipment, implements in particular.
Corn, soybeans, and wheat, the big crops in the U.S. of A. How does your business respond to what farmers need here?
Well, to be honest, that is an area where the CNH, or Case New Holland, is very strong in. Most of the other Italian companies are manufacturers of equipment that goes more towards the specialty crops.
Okay. So the South, for example, where there is a lot, Southeast United States, where there's a lot of vegetable and fruit, those kinds of produce grown here.
Correct. A lot of the equipment, Italian equipment that is sold in the Southeast is both in the specialty crops, such as fruits and vegetables, but also for the hobby farmer, what we call the hobby farmer. So this would be smaller equipment that is utilized by people that have small pieces of land. We're talking about like maybe 5 acres, a house with 5 acres, and therefore they need some smaller farm equipment to tend to that land. Also, another area that is very strong for Italian equipment here in the Southeast is the hay tools, or equipment that is utilized to cut hay and, of course, to bale it and to get it ready for the people that have cattle or other type of livestock.
What do you hope to gain in the manufacturers here from Italy from this Ag Connect Expo 2011?
Well, we certainly like to create more awareness. There's a lot of large manufacturers that already buy Italian components or actually have Italian products in their line and they sell it as an OEM. Also, we're hoping, of course, to get some distribution for some of the new companies. We have some companies here that are new to the U.S. market and they're looking to find distributors for their product. So in that particular case, we're looking for someone who might want to take a new line of specialty products and introduce them to this market.
So it's all about connections.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.